Well, unless there is a last-minute surprise entry by Tuesday night, the victory in Tuesday's Republican Firehouse primary will become the next Windsor Hills representative on the Rollo County Board of Supervisors. Roxanne Crisley nearly beat Joseph McNamara in a 2013 primary after McNamara left for the House of Delegates late last year. David Radford took his seat in Windsor Hills. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Jean Morano and me live in studio this morning is Roxanne Crisley, making her case why she is the best choice for Windsor Hills voters, who can only vote next Tuesday, by the way, at the Brambleton Center between 6 a.m. and 6:50 p.m. You must be online by then. And all registered voters in the Windsor Hills District are eligible to cast a ballot. Roxanne, welcome and nice to see you.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you.
I'm glad you asked me to be here.
Okay, now, Roxanne, before we get to some of the particulars, you were not pleased with the Firehouse primary format instead of the state-run primary with regular polling locations for June 11th primary. Tell us why that is, and do your supporters know where they need to vote next Tuesday?
Well, it wasn't so much that I was not pleased with it. My concern was the fact that people were being disenfranchised from voting. I had been knocking for over a month when I was notified of this error. Mm-hmm. And I had garnered a large number of people who were going to be on vacation, going to be out of town. And so they were going to vote early and absentee. And this negligence basically caused them to not be able to vote at all. So it had nothing to do with me being displeased. Mm-hmm. It had to do with being there for the voter, you know, supporting the fact that their right to vote was being disenfranchised. So that was my big concern. I knock every day. And there are people who still don't know where they're supposed to go vote. I'll say, do you know where you're voting? Oh, yeah, I vote down here at the school. No, why not? And then I give them enough of the story so they know. I want them to know. You have to vote at the Brambleton Center in person on June the 11th between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6:50 p.m. And I hope you're voting for Roxanne Crisley.
I'm just wondering, are there any provisions, maybe we're at the regular polling places, Roxanne, they may put up signs telling people to go to the Brambleton Center next Tuesday?
Well, there is a credentials committee meeting that they've had, and they were supposed to be putting just paper signs on the doors. But I've actually gone and done some more things myself up on Bent Mountain. I've talked with Gene File, who works in the fire department, and they have a sign, the big white sign right outside the fire department out there telling them, the people up there, that they don't vote there, that they go to the Brambleton Center. I've been doing everything humanly possible to make sure people know that. I don't want anyone to be disenfranchised from voting.
Mm-hmm. We should tell people, we're talking to Roxanne Crisley, candidate for the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors in the Windsor Hills District, a primary next Tuesday. Windsor Hills District comes all the way from basically 419 all the way up on the, I guess, the right side of, let's say, 221, all the way up to Bent Mountain. So you've got a big sprawling district.
Yes, it goes all the way to the Salem County line or Salem City line, and it goes all the way down Brambleton Avenue to the Roanoke City line. Yeah, it's big. It's the third largest district in the county. There are people that don't even understand that. I mean, when I say you're in the Windsor Hills district, they go, I don't live in Windsor Hills. And I'm like, yeah, you actually do. So it's been very educating to a lot of people, and mm-hmm. I think that's important as well, is to educate people and have them be more involved.
One more question about the polling. So next Tuesday, who are the actual poll workers? Is it Republican Party people, or it's not the regular poll workers?
No, there will not be any state funded poll workers. It is all coming from the county committee.
Okay. In a nutshell, Rob, before we get to some, tell us in a nutshell, Roxanne, when you go door to door, and I'm sure you've knocked on hundreds and hundreds of doors, what are you telling people? What are you telling people about you and why you're the best person to be sitting on the Board of Supervisors next January?
I believe that I knock on their door and I tell them who I am, and I say I think that there needs to be a new and fresh vision in Roanoke County. I'm a very passionate person. I'm a doer, and we need to get things done. There's been way too many plans. It's like we can plan ourselves to death, but plans don't make progress.
Mm-hmm. The plans for the Tanglewood area,
yes,
or even for Oak Grove, visioning, that type of thing.
Yes. I mean, the process takes so long anyway. And so we have supervisors from years ago that have told us we need to be building on economic development, and nothing had been done. Well, now we're like in the 11th hour. We need more economic development. That's the biggest push that I give. I also believe that we need to help Bent Mountain. I love the people on Bent Mountain, and their response times for public safety need a push. Their fire department up there needs to be given the resources and the help to be supportive so that they can be there full time. I will be the squeaky wheel for that. Those guys up there are amazing. Our public safety people deserve and should have every essential need that they need. The people on Bent Mountain deserve to have the same response times for public safety as anyone in the county.
Which means resources, more employees.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm just wondering, just back to economic development. It seems like the Roanoke County, the population-wise, has been pretty stagnant. Roanoke City's growing a little, and you know there's a lot more. It seems like there's more going on in Roanoke City at this point with the Virginia Tech Carilion campus, of course,
yes.
Things like that. How does Roanoke County get in the mix? I mean, what do we have to do? Is it going to be up to the Board of Supervisors maybe to say, hey, look, we've got to invest some money in this?
Well, I think we need to have our own skin in the game. These other areas, these other localities, they literally have their own skin in the game. They are investing in their area. And so they're able to recruit and bring other regions and other businesses into it, as well as the state and federal government. They won't help at all if you don't have your own skin in the game. Mm-hmm. We don't have any of our own skin in the game. We just kind of sit around and wait. I mean, I remember my dad telling me that, you know, if you want a job, you get out there and find it. They're not going to come and ask you if you want a job. Well, if we want economic development in this area, we need to go out and recruit it. We need to get out there and look for it. And we need to prepare the county so that it's able to take it on. I mean, look at Botetourt and Franklin County. They're outpacing us like crazy with those with their industrial parks. And we have the land sitting there waiting, and we still haven't even gotten it approved.
And part of the issue in Roanoke County, too, is with several of the parks that exist, is site prep isn't done. And basically,
that's
I've been told that if you don't have your site prep ready to go, which means in some cases, you've got to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes.
But is it an act of faith that you've got to go ahead and say, hey, we're going to get the site prep done?
Absolutely. It's not even just an act of faith. It is, again, like I said, it is having your own skin in the game. I don't know how any other way to say it. You have to take risks sometimes to make money. You have to do what is necessary in order to get things done. And we've been too safe. And I'm tired of us being safe. It's time to get things done. So.
All right, 8:51 now at WFIR. Roxanne Chrisley in studio with us this morning, and she is making her case why she is the best choice for Windsor Hills voters and the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors. Roxanne, you advocate for a more limited role for government and less red tape for the small businesses. Is that a hindrance to Roanoke County at this point right now?
I do believe it is. I've talked to many small business owners, and you'll notice on my Facebook page that I've been endorsed by many, many small business owners. There's way too much red tape. They have to go through so many bells and whistles, you know, for everything they do. There's an ordinance or a permit or, I mean, it's exhausting. So I do believe that is something that needs to be reviewed. My opponent was on the planning commission. He's really big on that kind of thing. So, I think that is definitely something that we need to pull back on and allow our small business owners to actually make some money and bring in people so they can employ people, they can expand, they can invest in their business. That's going to bring in revenue in the area, and that is going to reduce the amazing 87% strap on our taxpayers. Our taxpayers and our property owners are paying 87% of the county budget, and that is absolutely deplorable.
As opposed to commercial tax revenue, and I think the goal is more like a 75-25 split.
Yeah, I'll take 80-20. Let's just move the number down. We need to do that. And I think deregulation and that and helping small businesses in that respect will also help as well.
We're talking with Roxanne Chrisley. She's a candidate in the Republican primary for the Windsor Hills District in Roanoke County. The primary is Tuesday. Next Tuesday, you can only vote at the Brambleton Center between 6 a.m. and you got to be online by 6:50 to vote. I want to ask you, Roanoke City, John Garland wound up leaving his position on city council in the city because of potential conflicts of interest in his role as a developer and a landlord. David Radford, your opponent on Tuesday, is a developer. Is that an issue for you? Do you have an issue with developers who could possibly be involved in rulings that they need from the Board of Supervisors being on the Board of Supervisors?
I'm not going to get into a conflict of interest with my opponent. I think the more important things are to actually talk about the things he's voted for or against. My opponent voted for a storage unit on South Peak and touted it as economic development.
Which was voted down, by the way, by the rest of the board, right?
Yeah, which is even more kind of strange. So, yeah, he voted He voted to put it up there. It's a static revenue creator. There's absolutely no, you can't go up there and eat there and go to the movie there or shop there. It's a storage unit.
Not the vision they had created for South Peak.
Absolutely not. As well, there's incentives there still from the original Community Development Authority. So we wouldn't be getting anything from that for the next close to a decade. And then on top of that, he decided to vote against the Linder Trucking Company coming in and building a terminal in the area. I understand some of there are people that are concerned about the noise and things like that, but trucking brings economic development. So it's kind of contradicting to say that you're touting for economic development when two of the things you vote for and against are completely contrasting your support of economic development.
Where were the trucking?
That's in the Hollins area.
Hollins area. Okay, right. Yes. Okay, close to 81.
Yes.
Okay, right. Couple minutes left, Roxanne Chrisley. I wanted to ask you, what would you do with the Tanglewood Mall area? You know, some people say, let's just redo the whole thing, make it an indoor-outdoor mall, like a short pump or something.
Absolutely.
What would you do with that? Talk about that. And also, they started talking about the Oak Grove Village area concept in your
yes.
neck of the woods. What would you do with those two areas?
Well, for anybody who has not been to Richmond, and I talked with a gentleman last night about this because he asked me, you can't see that vision. But if you went out to Botetourt, you'd get kind of a vision. And they're doing the same thing out there.
With the town center.
Absolutely. And our next generation lives in that kind of an environment. Some of them don't even have to go to a job. They leave their house, they go down to a little bistro and sit with the Wi-Fi and do their job. The underside is open mall area, and then above them is residential. It's very, very beautiful, and it can bring so much and attract so many people to our area. We need something that's going to help keep our youth here, our young people. We need to revitalize that area. I'm totally for that. And if we put our own skin in the game for it, we have the opportunity of getting help from the state and federal government. And the only way to do that is to recruit it and to get out there and push for it and sell it. And that's the kind of person that I am. I believe that we really need more energy and vision and dynamics that will get things done in Roanoke County. And I hope that the people of Windsor Hills will really understand that genuineness in me.
You like the Oak Grove Village concept also, sort of like, it seems like there's a couple of these ideas floating around. We got about a minute left to kind of create that Grandin Village type of feel, mixed use development.
Absolutely. And the other thing to realize about that is that, there's a lot that has to be done to the roads. In order to make it safe.
Including right here at Tanglewood.
Absolutely. And we can't get that done if we don't have our own skin in the game to get that done.
All right. So one more reminder, you want people to come out to the polls
Please.
On Tuesday.
Vote for Roxanne Chrisley, everybody. Brambleton Center,
All June right. 11th. The election is June 11th. That's Tuesday at the Brambleton Center only, Firehouse Primary, 6 a.m. to 6:50 p.m., which is when you have to be online. And Roxanne Chrisley, thanks for joining us
Thank
this morning.
Thank you so much, guys.